endorsed him, but she's going to vote for him, but she's not endorsing him.
Okay, that's what they all do. I'll fuck you. I won't be seen with you in public. Right? Okay, so now for people who may not have watched conventions before, some are coming to it for the first time, the hate. Now, all conventions are about tearing down the other side to a degree, but by standards, how would you gauge this convention's hate?
It's out of control.
It's a little off the chart.
You have Israelis writing columns comparing what is being said now about Hillary to what was said about Rabin before he was assassinated by an unhinged right-winger in Israel during an election campaign, during a presidential election
campaign. Well, there was a delegate who said she should be shot for treason.
Not a delegate. He works for the Trump campaign. He's with Veterans for Trump. He's an official in the Trump campaign.
Right. And Zika virus, apparently she's responsible for that, according to Mitch McConnell. Boko Haram, responsible for that, according to Chris Christie. Lucifer, she's in league
with the devil.
That's what Ben Carson said. Right. She's taking her marching orders from Lucifer.
Which is
talk about a third world country.
Well, and then which is why you had almost what a lot of people have compared to almost a Burn the Witch moment when you had Chris Christie standing up and leading these chants. And maybe in the room they thought that sounded cool, but outside of the room, it sounded crazy. You had these people chanting, guilty, guilty, guilty.
And like lock
her up.
Remember
it was the
when Republicans had the decency to wait till a Democrat won an election to delegitimize them and attack them like this?
But it might have sounded crazy to us, but to millions and millions of Americans, this was music to their ears. And I think one of the things I've been concerned about this week is that we're all sitting, as you refer to, the bubble. We've been sitting in our bubble, having a good laugh at this total, as you said, shit show. But the truth is that this plays to a lot of people that he has to win to become the next president. And I have to say, I mean, I'm sorry to have to kind of be the buzzkill here so early on, but I think Trump is going to win. I'm sorry.
You know what? Boo if you want. I am glad you're saying that. Everybody should
say
that. No. The enemy is complacency.
Yeah. Yes.
Say it every day.
I live.
Not only could he certainly could win.
I live in Michigan. Let me tell you. It's going to be the Brexit strategy. The middle of England is Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. And Mitt Romney lost by 64 electoral votes. The total electoral votes of those four states in the Rust Belt, 64.
Yeah.
All he has to do is win those four states. And I'm telling you, I was there during the Michigan primary, and he went there in front of a Ford, and he said, I'm telling you right now, they moved this factory to Mexico. I'm putting the tariff on the cars, and that's it. And it was music to people's ears, and more people in Michigan in the Michigan primary voted Republican than Democrat. In the primary this year.
Except
that should be a disturbing
message that we've heard in this convention. And I think you're right that people